Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
My name is Jean Simpson, and I'm from the Syosset Public Library. We are going to turn the page. I'm here today with Robin London, founder of Metro New York City Tours. We were just treated to an enthralling presentation on the toughest Jewish gangsters that once ruled the streets of the biggest cities in America. So now I'm going to introduce you to Robin and a couple of questions that we have for you. What inspired you to research this interesting topic?
It's a fascinating subject where a bunch of men can take charge of an entire city and stores and neighborhoods, and people are afraid of them, but then some people love them because they give them some money, they keep the neighborhood safe, and they keep them clean. And just to learn about them and who they were, I found extremely fascinating.
We had such a great presentation today, and we had, I think it was like 100 people show up. Can you provide a brief overview of the presentation?
Well, we spoke about individual gangsters, starting with the 1880s, I believe it was, with Monk Eastman, and we went all the way through to the end with Madoff, who is a modern-day gangster in his own right. And in the middle, we spoke about Arnold Rothstein, who was really the father of gangsterism, who trained Meyer Lansky, Benjamin Siegel, and all those good people that you're familiar with that walk the streets.
Do you find that your audience is surprised of the extent of the gangsters in the Jewish community?
They're aware of them because I get mostly an older crowd and they know about it. They grew up with them. So it's fascinating at the end even to hear personal stories from people that came up to me now after the presentation to share some information with me, which I wouldn't know about other from them sharing. So people know about this and they find it fascinating. It brings them back to their childhood.
Right. And as far as the female gangsters, I hadn't heard of them. Can you talk a little bit about, there were two of them that you spoke of, right?
Yeah, I spoke about Mar Mandelbaum, who was a fence, who trained children. She was the queen of thieves, and she opened up even a school of thieves to train the little kids to steal and then bring all the merchandise to her store so she can sell.
Which did remind me of Oliver Twist.
Yes.
You did bring that up.
Yes. And then Rosie Hertz, who was the biggest madam here in New York, who was taught by her mother, a religious Jewish woman, who ran tons of brothels here and paid off the police for protection.
Yes.
And they were probably her best customers.
Mm-hmm. And she was able to get away?
And she ended up getting away, moving to Norfolk, Virginia later on.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And with, I forget, did you say $1 million or?
Well, she had millions of dollars. They were millionaires, these ladies, back in the early 1900s, late 1800s.
Just stealing from little kids.
Stealing from little kids and people, yeah.
What one aspect of your research do you get the most questions about after a presentation like today?
People come up to me with stories that of people that they knew and how they knew and how I knew about them, or did I ever hear of them? There are so many little guys that we're not familiar with, and a lot of them are related to them. Mm-hmm. So that's what we get.
And this was your first speaking engagement at Syosset. Do you often speak at libraries, or where do you find that you do these presentations most often?
I've done a lot of libraries on Long Island, New Jersey. I do them in synagogues, private homes for just get-togethers of people.
Well, that must be fun.
On the private home, it's nice because they have their own little crowd, and then they serve food after and coffee, and we can sit and we can schmooze, so it's more intimate.
Yeah, that would be, and then they could ask you more questions. You expertly presented so many gangsters, mainly from the New York area. Do you have a favorite that you like to speak about?
My favorite is Arnold Rothstein. I think he was a character. He really was. Brilliant, brilliant man. He was the first Ponzi schemer, a man who never drank alcohol, never did drugs. He loved to drink milk and cake. He loved cake. So he's a fascinating character. His theory of cater to the rich and dress for respect followed through all those years.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I love the gangsters' nicknames. Do you think the names added to the fascination of these particular men and women? And I'm just going to give you a few. We have Kid Twist. We had Mother. Dopey, I loved. Pretty was one of them. Can you think of some others that people are familiar with or are interested?
Well, not with the Jewish gangsters necessarily, but they got their nicknames from either habits that they did or their looks or their personality was quirky. So everybody had little nicknames. And that included also the Italian guys always had nicknames.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like the nickname Pretty. Can you tell us how he...
Pretty Amberg. Pretty Amberg was so ugly that he was offered a job as the sidekick in the circus for this missing link in humanity. That's how ugly this guy was. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of fascination, why do you think people have remained so interested in gangsters in general? Is it their life? Because they've definitely remained in movies and in books throughout really, you know, all the time I can remember. Why do you think they're so interesting?
I think people are fascinated just by gangsters and how they got away with things. Maybe they're trying to learn from them. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them ended up either dead in the street or electrocuted back then in Sing Sing. Mm-hmm. The fascination with bad is always a fascination with people. We hear, hopefully, a lot of good things, mm-hmm. but bad is always fascination. Our news is constantly filled with bad things. I'd love to hear some good things.
Yes, I agree with you. My last question really is, I just want to thank you for speaking with us today. I had the great pleasure of listening to your entire presentation. Do you have any other speaking engagements in the New York area that are coming up or things that people might be interested in looking into?
At this moment, I don't have any speaking engagements coming up, but I do tours in the city. So mm-hmm. if anybody's interested in a public or a private tour, please go to our website, mm-hmm. www.metronyctours.com. Give us a call, send us an email, and we'll be happy to fill you in. If you're interested in a presentation, contact me.
Great.
I'll be more than happy.
What are the tours? Can you just tell us what a tour entails?
Well, we have food tours. We have the Jewish Lower East Side tour. We have the East Village crime tour. We have Greenwich Village history, High Line, Midtown Manhattan, Central Park. And we offer them in a variety of languages as well.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, thank you so much, Robin London. And we're ready now to close the chapter. Thank you.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.
Recording now.
Okay. And yep. Then when I want to stop.